Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here at your service. That person you're hearing laughing on the other side there, that's my good friend, Ms. Wilma Goldstein. Wilma is Associate Administrator of the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership. You know her. You love her. She's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Wilma, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm going to get through this or not. It's a good thing I made notes because I'm not going to be able to stop laughing. But it's fun to be here in person.
Well, it is fun
I
to be
like
here.
It better.
Haven't we done this before in person?
One other time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, there's spaces in between.
Exactly. Well, we've slept since then, haven't we? Did you know that today? By the way, folks, I want to remind everybody. Today is Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. You know, it started out as Take Your Daughters to Work.
Right.
And there was the Sun PR group. You know, they got their lobby together and they had that amended. It's now the Sons and I heard somewhere they said and Pets to Work Day.
Oh, my kitties would love
that. Yeah. So, anyways, Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work Day, and also I want to recognize another great entrepreneur. Wilma, you know, we're all sitting in our refrigerators, you know, these big refrigerators we call our buildings, because of a guy named W.H. Carrier. And this is the day in 1914, he patented his air conditioner. So if you're nice and cool and comfy, ladies and gentlemen, you can thank Mr. Carrier, a great entrepreneur, someone that started out, I mean, he just started out like Henry Ford in a garage, basically, and built the carrier, built the air conditioner, and so we're all the better for it. And who knows, Wilma, there's a woman out there right now in her garage developing something that 85 years from now will revolutionize our world, won't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Carrier got smart. They've always been helpful to women entrepreneurs.
Are they good with women?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Tell us about the Office of Women's Business Ownership. What's going on these days?
Well, we're having kind of, in some ways, a quiet year because the congressional budget is keeping us from having more new centers, and so we're going to stay with some sustainability ones. So,
but you've got 20. When the number I remember when the Bush administration came, the number I remember
92.
From interviewing your predecessor,
right?
You were at about 84.
Yep,
we're up about 20 something.
We're up over the 100 mark. We went past the 100 mark for the first time in our short but productive history. And so it's giving us an opportunity to kind of look inward and change the way we do some things. One of the things is this year, our centers that are graduating from their first 5 years and going into their second kind of grant, we are doing everything on e-grants. So there's no paper connected with it. They do it on the computer. It's evaluated on the computer. And everything is done that way. So that's pretty exciting. And you know, we're having to ask ourselves, how much can you grow with physical plant? And so we, too, are looking harder at technology and are encouraging our centers to start doing online counseling because I think we need to increase our reach, and we can't do it with a lot of overhead, and we need to figure out how we're going to do it with technology.
Well, Wilma, you're learning what we're learning, what small businesses are learning.
Right.
You know, I in the 20th century, we hired employees and bought them a computer. Today, we're buying technology and hiring employees to serve the technology. It's the way. It's the 21st century.
Absolutely.
You know, as I say, as my audience has heard me say, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. You know, it's the 21st century, and that's something that we're all having to learn. And it's not. I think it shouldn't be seen as a reaction to, oh my, we don't have enough money. This is hardening our metal. This is toughening us up. This is causing us to find those efficiencies that can last us and can help us make more profits when we do have more money.
Well, and not only that, for us, it's always been a question of, we're the Small Business Administration, and we try to reach out as much as we can, but there's a limit as to how much you can do that. But with technology, there is no limit. You just keep pushing and pushing, and it allows us to reach more people. It's always been a question.
And the other thing about technology is you used the example of reach out.
Mm-hmm.
But with technology, you can allow them to reach back in.
Right.
And reach towards you. And see, that's the good thing. People can get to you now in ways that they couldn't have 10, 20 years ago. And so we do need to get the message out, obviously. And folks, as you know, I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. at the office at the SBA's Expo 2005. We're still here doing that. And this is one of the things that we're doing to help the SBA, because I know that the more people we can tell about the SBA, the better it is for the folks who are listening, just for them to know about some of the things that you guys offer, the Women's Business Ownership, your department, as well as the loan program, business matchmaking, all those things are good for small business. We're going to be right back with our good friend Wilma Goldstein. She is Assistant Administrator with the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasting Gable. Right.
Since I don't have you,
we're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blastingame, the small business advocate, and we're broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., at the Hilton Washington. I speak to you with Washington Hilton, Wilma. And I tell my audience, if you're coming to Washington, you're going to a Hilton, you got to know which one. Because you... In fact, when you the cab drivers, when you get in a cab, folks, and you say Hilton, Washington, they'll say on Connecticut, or they might say on Connecticut, and you have to say yes because they even get confused sometimes. And anyway, that's where we are. We're celebrating Small Business Week with the SBA, and Wilma is Assistant Administrator for the Office of Women's Business Ownership. And Wilma, give us that website, please.
It is, all one word, online, wbc.gov, G-O-V. And we can also always be accessed from the SBA website. Some new things are going to appear on the website soon, and we're going to be encouraging more people to reach us that way. We're in the process right now of doing an inventory of all our centers, and we find that many of them are even ahead of the curve here because they're already doing online counseling. Which is going to be wonderful because particularly in small rural states, it's been very hard to figure out how are we going to reach enough people. Because if you use the money to build or to rent space, you know, you're using up your whole grant. And then that doesn't necessarily mean people can find you.
My audience may not remember, even though you've explained it to us in times past, they may not remember how a women's business center is structured financially and ownership from an ownership standpoint. You talked about grants and using up their money and two different phases of grants. Give us a one-minute tour of that.
It is a federal government grants program that gives organizations who are managed by a nonprofit, a 501c3, grants based on a proposal that shows that they are able to train and counsel people that want to start their own businesses. And we do focus on the socially and economically disadvantaged, welcome all, male and female. And the grant amount in the first 5 years is $150,000.
For the whole term?
Yeah, for 1 year.
That's for 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
Okay.
And it has to be matched by private funds, 50% for the first 2 years. And maybe that sounds like a lot of money, but it doesn't go nearly far enough because people that want to reach lots of folks, you have to market with it, you have to do a lot of things.
You can't have what I call the field of dreams myth. If you build it, they will come.
No, you do. You cannot.
It's not like that in business, and it's not like that in women's business centers either.
No, and the marketing that works best is not very sophisticated, but what resource it uses up is time.
Right.
And that's valuable also. And we train and counsel at those locations, and we also teach people who are not. Everybody has to learn how to use a computer. In case they don't, and hard as it may seem, there still are people that don't know how to use computers, and so a computer lab has to be part of what we do.
Right.
We go on for 5 years, and, you know, we're learning that the easiest way to reach out to people now would be online or some combination of online. And one of the things that women in particular like the face-to-face, the touchy part of all of this. And so we try to make those opportunities available, but should they not be, technology is the second best.
Women are also really adapting quickly to the virtual part, too.
Well, all you got to do is give us a challenge, and we're going to do it. I mean,
right.
It's like the banks found out, why haven't we been giving more loans to women? They're the ones that pay back the best.
They have a better record than men, don't they,
do.
of paying back.
Yes, they do. So there's no barrier that we can't break, and it's exciting to be part of it.
Right. Let's talk about the loan part of it. What are the Women's Business Centers involved in connecting these women that they're counseling with the loan programs?
They are. The interesting part about Women's Business Centers is there is no one formula. So some focus more on that than they do on other kinds of things. But we've always been about preparing women to ask for loans and then, of course, putting them in touch with the people where they can get them. I mean, and the thing about Women's Business Centers is people that walk in the door and decide they want to stay, they want to take a class, they want counseling, they stay with us through the life of their business. And so when it's time for loans or it's time to think about venture capital or it's time to think about how to better manage mm-hmm. or it's time for anything they may need, we're there to help them. It may not come from us, but we know where to send people
right.
to get help.
Right.
So we teach people how to package for loans, and some of our centers actually do the loan process.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Do they help them with business plans?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because, you know, we've all learned the hard way. No business plan, no loans.
If someone, you know, we get a lot of email from people who say, I want to start a business. Where do I start? I mean, they literally... You know, you almost have to say this is a football.
Right.
You know, this is that's how remedial you have to get. Do you guys have, can people walk in off the street, so to speak, and say, you know, I don't have a job, I want to start my own business, what do I do?
Well, yes, they can. And most SBA programs, other resource partners and I have at least a half day or maybe a full day seminar, so you want to own your own business. And you get a taste of it that way. And then you find out the ones that want to come back for more are probably the ones that are closer to ready. Part of what we also do, Jim, even though it doesn't sound like a wonderfully positive thing, sometimes we discourage people by telling them you're not quite ready yet.
I did. That's important.
Yeah, but we try to give them a roadmap.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, we try to give them a roadmap about how to get ready.
It's called tough love, Wilma.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you have to do that. I mean, I tell people... I mean, I write them back, and, you know, when I get the email all the time, and I say, you know what, you're not ready. Don't quit your day job. And I tell them why, because the worst thing in the world I could do would be to encourage them to do something that they're not ready for. Because that's right. Because failure is out there, even if you know what you're doing sometimes. Stand by, quick break, right back with Wilma Goldstein, 10 Pills, stay with us. We're back at 7 Pills. We're rocking and rolling. Wilma's got out of her chair. She's dancing around here. Wilma, that microphone line doesn't go very far, so don't go wandering off too far.
And I promise not to start singing. It's too early in the morning.
Wilma Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the assistant administrator of the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership. Wilma, we're talking about the women's centers, and I know there's at least one in every state.
Every state but Delaware.
Oh, but Delaware. What's wrong?
I don't know.
Well, we need to talk to my friend Governor Pete DuPont, the former governor of Delaware, and see if he can help us out with that.
We try, and then they just kind of go away. And also in some in four U.S. territories.
All right.
Yeah.
And we can find all those on your website.
We can.
Give it to us again.
Online, WBC, all one word, .gov. And it will give you a list of where all of them are. And if you don't find one that's close enough to you to make a visit there, call an SBA district office. Go to the pages in your phone book that say U.S. government and go in and get as close as you can to the SBA, who will then help you either come to a Women's Business Center or SCORE or an SBDC. And we want to make sure that all of you are helped and can start a business. And if you're not close enough to us, take another resource at the SBA. We all work closely together.
Do they charge for this, some of the services?
They do not charge for much of anything at a Women's Business Center. It's always based on ability to pay or scholarship.
Right.
And if you can't pay anything, because we do focus on people who are in economic straits, you pay nothing. For the most part, the answer to that is no, we don't.
Mm-hmm. There might be a little bit, but it could depend. But don't let money keep you from walking
oh,
in
please.
Or calling. These people who run these centers are really dedicated. They're not there to get rich, are they?
No, absolutely not, and none of them ever do.
And eventually, they actually kind of get weaned off of the grant money, don't they?
They do. We're just reaching that phase now. So
right.
It's going to be, it's a test. It's hard.
And it is a business. I mean, it's a small business.
Oh, absolutely. So we're looking for the Association of Women's Business Centers is looking around to find ways to help fund the ones that have been. Mm-hmm. around for enough years that probably they're going to have to be eased off the government money.
What if a guy wandered into one of these things and wanted some help?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's okay.
We do. I mean, it's predominantly for female, but the men who like our style, which,
right.
you know, as I always jokingly say, men come in and the ones that look at you and say, are we done talking about this yet? Are we going to do something? Those are the ones probably no, because women are usually just getting started then. But the ones
you said that, I didn't.
I can. But the ones that stay, you know, oh, no, of course not. They're always welcome, and it's always fun. It is true.
I'm glad I didn't say that. Okay, well, let's talk about what's happening today. What's going on?
Okay,
yesterday?
Well, today is... It's fast becoming a tradition that there's one event at SBA Small Business Week, whether it's a week long or a couple of days, that honors women. Thank you, Deputy Administrator Melanie Sablehouse, mm-hmm. who insists on that. It's been breakfast this year. It's going to be a lunch. We have I was on a committee to pick the five outstanding business women of the year, small business women of the year, female owned, and also the woman who won the best women's business mm-hmm. of the year, who yesterday was able to introduce the president when he was here.
Right, right.
He's also going to be with us.
The Small Business Person of the Year is a lady. In fact, Marianne Cicely-Guerin is going to be on this show in 1 hour.
Yes, great. And I don't know if I could have had that much grace introducing the president, and I've known him since, as he said, he was a young and callow kid.
Well, and the thing is that she had very little notice that she was going to be doing it.
She's probably numb.
But the Woman of the Year is Marilyn Carlson Nelson.
Yeah, she sure is. What a wonderful friend she has been to all of us. She is she's a very busy woman, but she always finds time. She gave me a great deal of support when we were going through our tough year last year of funding, and she deserves everything because in her very busy life, she always finds time to be helpful or worry about the programs that help women.
You know, I found that the really successful people tend to be that way, the ones who have outrageous success. I've met so many of them, and they could just be clipping their coupons, and they just keep giving back, don't they?
They certainly do. Giving back is it's a great American tradition,
right?
And we love it, and we benefited from it.
And you know, I think that I don't want to impugn my brothers out there, but I really think that that's one of the dividends that the 21st century is going to see, the 21st century marketplace. And society is going to see from having so many more women business owners.
Thank you.
A lot more giving back. I believe that. Wilma, we got to wrap it up. Will you come back again real soon?
Sure.
We've missed you.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing
Wilma
that.
Goldstein. We'll see you later today.
Bye, everybody. Yeah, you will.
She's the Associate Assistant Administrator with the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership. She'll be back. I got to go. I'm going to be back for the next hour, though. I got Congressman Don Manzullo and the Small Business Person of the Year. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.